This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Today we kick off a series on Wall Street technology. We start with something pretty low-tech, chat rooms. Banks and traders are now under investigation, accused of meeting in chat rooms to hatch schemes to manipulate markets. Robert Friedman is editor-at-large at Bloomberg News and joins us to explain what's going on. Hello, Robert.
Hello there.
So for someone who's not in finance and for whom chat room might call up some kind of AOL experience in the 90s, just explain what bankers have been doing in these multi-bank chat rooms and why banks are worried about the legal implications.
Most of these currency traders sit in front of terminals all day and communicate with colleagues through instant messaging windows that may have 10, 20, 30 different windows open on their screens, having multiple conversations. The concern here is traders at different banks talking to each other with the intent of moving currency rates in one direction or another so that they could profit. The chat rooms in question here had inflammatory names. One was called the Cartel. One was called the Mafia. That in and of itself isn't evidence of wrongdoing, but it certainly suggests a kind of cavalier attitude.
So now that this activity is coming to light, what are banks telling their traders about those kinds of chat rooms?
So at least three banks have issued orders that there shall be no more chat room conversations with bankers or traders at other banks.
So there are services now like Snapchat and Confide, which promise messaging that will disappear. Snapchat has gotten most attention as a way for teens to exchange messages, but Confide is actually aimed at a business audience. So explain how these kind of messaging services might be used in problematic ways by banks.
That's an even more tempting technology because it creates the illusion that it's disappearing after some period of time. And I'd certainly be careful about believing that anything really disappears.
There are, of course, legitimate ways traders can use chat rooms. What is typically going on in these 20 or 30 chat windows open on a trader's computer?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is social gossip. Can we meet for a drink tonight? Or some of it was locker roomish in its nature.
You don't say.
So, I mean, that's one level of conversation. In the case of foreign exchange, so, I mean, they would exchange pricing and information about their actual trades, which is something that, again, that's not kosher.
Okay, Robert Friedman at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.